Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
Wisconsin vineyards are getting an earlier start with an earlier spring, but the early bird is not likely to get the worm in this case. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Ryan Prelwitz joins us, owner of Vines and Rushes in Ripon. They grow 5 acres of grapes on site, and then they work with about a dozen growers around the state for the rest of their inventory. Vines and Rushes makes between 10 and 20,000 gallons of wine every year, depending on the crop. Ryan says this year it's likely to be on the lower side if the vines start budding before Mother Nature is done with her cold spells. He tells me what's happening in the vineyard.
So right now things are just getting started, and every year is a little bit different. This year we're obviously getting an earlier start than we normally would, and so we're starting to accumulate some growing degree days and, you know, some heat that generally we wouldn't quite be seeing yet. We are heavy into the pruning season and pretty close to finishing up our pruning for the year.
You feel like things are coming earlier this year. How much earlier?
So the 30-year average for growing day accumulation for a March 20 date is going to be about 16 growing degree days. And we are, if you take Madison and Milwaukee area, we're right around 85, maybe. If you take Appleton, we're a little bit more like 60. So from that perspective, we're pretty significantly ahead of a 30-year average, very significantly ahead. That's not the only variable that plays into account here on when we'll see bud break with grapes. There isn't really a formula that you can sit down and say, okay, if we, you know, plug in these variables, then we're going to know what bud break actually looks like from a date perspective. But some of the things that go into that are variety, because every variety is going to be a little bit different. The growing degree day accumulation is going to have an impact on it, but there's not like a super direct correlation. And then some other tangible things like soil temperature is going to have an impact on that. And that's one of those things that definitely plays into it this year. So not only are we seeing an accumulation of growing degree days very early in this season, but we're also probably going to be feeling the effects of ground that never really froze hard, if at all, this winter. Especially if there was some areas where we had some snow cover at the same time as we had temperature drops, and then, you know, that would have stopped that ground from freezing over more, and so we ultimately didn't see a significant frost. And that's something that definitely plays into account when considering what bud break is going to look like.
So you can't predict exactly when you'll see bud break, but you can best be prepared. Ryan, have you had to do any damage control yet this spring?
I don't think we're going to see any, or much, at least, winter damage. This year wasn't too bad. I don't think we're necessarily going to have any issues there. It was a mild winter all around. But, you know, that warm soil and that additional heat so far this winter and spring, to the point where we, you know, we didn't see that frost, we didn't see significant snow cover, and we saw a bunch of heat, is those soil temperatures are going to be quite a bit ahead of where they would normally be at. So that puts us in a position where we haven't broken bud anywhere yet that I'm aware of in Wisconsin. It's possible, but things are definitely starting to move, where the buds are just starting to push out just a little bit, and that doesn't put us too far away from bud break process.
And when the buds come, Ryan, that's when it sounds like risk really picks up for you too.
You know, if we see green shoots or green growth at all, then being sub 32 degrees is going to be potentially pretty impactful in a negative way.
We know how volatile Wisconsin weather can be, especially in the spring when sometimes we do see a late frost or snowfall in May. So that'll put you on edge a little bit, it sounds like.
To be perfectly honest, we're going into this spring and I'm anticipating that we're going to see a very diminished crop or no crop at all, potentially. It's really hard to gauge what a year like this does. And, you know, this early of the spring, we know that we're going to get cold temperatures in April. Even if the, you know, soil temperature is warm, and even if things warm up pretty fast, we're still going to see freezing temperatures in April, probably late into April. And at that point in the season, when we have this early of a start, we're likely to have too much green growth. And if we get into the 20s, there's likely to be some amount of damage. The lower those temperatures go, you know, that's going to be even more impactful with grapevines, because there's actually a three buds in each bud, the primary, secondary, and tertiary buds. With that primary bud, it's going to be fully fruitful. If that dies, a little bit later, we'll see the secondary bud come out. And if that dies, we'll see a tertiary bud come out. Secondary bud is going to be maybe 50% fruitful. The tertiary bud is going to be not fruitful at all, but it's going to sustain the vine ultimately. So that puts us in a position where we might see a diminished crop, or, you know, you might see some buds die and others not die, but you don't really know until you experience it.
So if you could, what would be your preferred forecast for the next couple months?
It's either like things stay really cool and nothing moves at all, and we don't accumulate almost any growing degree days over the next 6 weeks, and then things warm up fast and move fast and don't get cool again. I mean, that would be the ideal in terms of where we're at now. But the question is, are we at a point where you can't put the genie back in a bottle already? In southern Wisconsin, you know, further south you go, that may be the case. Or do we, you know, warm up real quick now and experience bud break and then not cool off at all? I don't know. I'm just anticipating that neither one of those scenarios is likely to happen just as planned.
Was last year's crop successful? And does anything about last year influence your crop this year?
Buds that we're seeing this spring were developed essentially on last year's growth. And we'll come in and we'll prune off. We're kind of looking to achieve about 40 to maybe 60 buds per vine. In a commercial vineyard, that's roughly what you're looking at. But a normal vine that's going to be maybe 8 feet or 10 feet long on a wire is going to have maybe 400 or 600 buds or maybe more on that vine coming out of last season. And we're going to prune off about 90% of that. So we're setting the vine up for being a good fruit-producing vine, but it's not as simple as like, okay, this year affects this year, because last year those buds were developed. And if something went wrong, or like last year we did have a really dry year, is that going to have an effect here? I don't really know. I could, but I don't know that we have an answer to it yet. So last year, it was a good year for a lot of vineyards in Wisconsin, good production volumes. Grapes like it on the drier side. Vines like it from a fruit development perspective. We like a little drier and lots of sun.
What else are you kind of flagging in your mind that could be a barrier or maybe an opportunity, like in terms of disease pressure, insect pressure, or anything else?
Well, the challenge in a year like this, if we do see a lot of bud damage and essentially a limited crop, we still need to maintain the vines. So all of the same work goes into managing the vineyard. We just don't get to the end of the season and have to harvest the fruit. There's likely some opportunity, I think, more on the sales side. Many vineyards throughout the state have seen a decrease in sales coming out of COVID. And this is maybe an opportunity for a decreased production volume to right-size some of those inventory volumes. So you want to have enough inventory where you can experience a year like this and still deal with it, not run out of a whole bunch of different wines, but you don't want too much that you're sitting on inventory for too long.
Ryan Prelwitz walking us through the different scenarios that grape growers are faced with after a mild winter and early spring. We'll check back in as the season progresses. Ryan owns Vines and Rushes Winery in Ripon, sourcing all of their grapes here in Wisconsin, including 5 acres on their own site. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.